Joining us on the line right now is baritone Chris Brewerton. He's one of the members of the King Singers, been with the group since 2012. The King Singers are performing this evening at SDSU. And Chris, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Well, I bet you're busy today working with students at South Dakota State in advance of the concert this evening.
That's right. We had a great session just now with the choir, and they are a wonderful group. They really, really are. And they're led very ably by Dr. Laura Diddle, and they are a tremendous choir.
Is that an important part of what the King Singers do, that when you go to different concert venues, that you do work with local students and present master classes, that sort of thing?
Yes, you know, I'd say we give about 40 or more workshops a year all around the world. And, you know, working with choirs of all ages and all abilities. And, for me, being a former teacher, I taught music and French back home in New Zealand, and that was before I moved to England. And so education for me is so important. And to be able to travel the world and pass on a few helpful pointers, you know, everywhere we go is just so lovely.
Now, the King Singers, the original King Singers, came together in 1968. I'm curious as to how, when new singers come along, like yourself, Chris, how the group continues with the sound and approach. Do you try to maintain what the original King Singers started out over 40 years ago?
Absolutely. You know, the benefit of how the group has evolved is that there's really only ever one person leaving at any one time. So there's a period of time where they are bedded into the ensemble, and they've got five really helpful people around them to pass on information and encourage them. And, you know, in my early days, I listened to lots and lots of recordings, especially of the older ensembles and older versions of the King Singers. And you sort of pick up on that King Singer sound and the way, you know, the homogeneity of the sound. And you know, this job is about listening. And every time a new person comes in, they have this opportunity to spend 6 months or more just learning music and listening to what's going on around them. And over time, they just sort of fit into the ensemble. And I guess that's part of the selection process as well, choosing people that have that ability and desire to do so.
What was it like for you when you were when you joined the King Singers? Was that must have been an amazing point in your life?
Oh, it really was. You know, I was singing in a professional choir in Oxford at the time, and the opportunity came to audition, and as it is with everyone, you are invited to audition. So it's not like a job interview goes up online or in the paper and you think, oh, that sounds like fun. You know, it's something that, you know, you're tapped on the shoulder, and so it's a great honor to be selected even just to audition. And I think my approach was, look, If I get a chance to sing with the King Singers once, then it will be a lifelong ambition achieved, and it's worked out pretty well.
We only have a minute left here, but one of the things about the King Singers is that you're all very serious about music, but yet it always sounds like you're having a lot of fun.
Oh, look, we get to travel the world doing what we love, so, you know, if that's not something that, you know, allows you to wake up in the morning feeling pretty excited, then I think you're doing the wrong job. So it's wonderful to travel around the world with five really, really good friends and make, you know, wonderful concerts all around the world and meet wonderful people and work with great choirs like the one that, you know, here today at the in the Larson Memorial Concert Hall. So, you know, I hope lots of people can come along tonight, and we look forward to meeting you after the show and having a chat.
Well, Chris, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday, and enjoy the rest of your day in South Dakota, and hope you have a really fine concert tonight.
Thank you so much. All the very best.